Hey, this is Graves. You are listening to The Pit on 93X. With me is a guitarist from one of the most infamous bands in heavy metal, and really in rap, and really in music. Body Count, I'm talking to Ernie C. Ernie, how are you, man?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing out there? Everything cool?
We're doing okay. The snow finally melted, so we're going to know a little bit better.
Oh, my God, snow. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I'll get right into it. Now, you are a founding member of Body Count, along with Ice-T. Now, a lot of people who I tell, Ice-T, he's got a metal band. They don't even know. What was it like? How did that kind of come together? Did he approach you? Did you approach him? What was sort of the basis for the foundation of Body Count?
Okay, let's go all the way back. Let's go start at the beginning. I've known Ice since high school. In the 70s, we were in high school together. Then later on in life, after he got out the Army, he came and said he's doing this thing called rap. And so he started doing rap music. So we were in movies together. Electric Boogaloo. It was a movie we were in. We were in a movie called Rappin', and Mario Van Peebles was a rapper. This is the 80s. So then later on, he gets the record deal doing rap with Seymour Stein, who's Sire Records. He gets a record deal, and so I played on all his rap records at the beginning. You know, I was playing on it. So then we reached a point. Well, we couldn't put any more guitar and stuff on a rap record, so we started Body Count. On this new record, we cover Slayer's Raining Blood. So Ice does an interview part on the record. This he says he started the band to let his friend Ernie C. play the guitar. So I thought that was really nice for him to put that on our record, the new record that's out.
That is
tomorrow.
So cool. Now, kind of continuing, I read somewhere a couple of critics in the early 90s when you guys were just getting started kind of accused T of sort of selling out by catering to rock music. How would you, given the test of time and just sort of what the music industry has been through, would you have anything to say to that, any response to that, especially now that it's kind of the opposite, where metal bands are sort of being accused of selling out for incorporating rap elements into their music?
You know, I can't even respond to someone that don't have the intelligence to even look around and see what's going on. But, you know, this he didn't sell out. I mean, he did this all along. And then when your friend plays rock and roll guitar and you're listening to Minor Threat and you're listening to Black Sabbath and you just incorporate that into the music, that you know, on Ice's first record that he did, he sampled War Pigs on that. He did the sample of Black Sabbath War Pig on the first record he ever did. You know, so I don't know where to get this idea from. You know, the band is, it's not selling out. The band is what it is. I mean, it would have been selling out if I would have tried to, you know, start a rap band. You know, it's like, it makes no sense whatsoever. And I don't know, you know, the thing about it is, I don't know who's saying this stuff, but I bet you they're not in the music business.
And I'm sure, like I said, given the test of time and seeing everything that Body Count's been through, I think people would change their tune a little bit to have the history of it all.
You know, Body Count is just, you know, when I first started the band, I went to a thing called the Black Rock Coalition. There's black musicians that are supposed to be helping out black musicians and this and that. And I'm not one for segregation, but I needed help. And so they kind of turned their back on me. And the people that came to my side were people like Duff McKagan and Dave Mustaine, who's on our record now, and Perry Farrell. Those are people that came to my support and helped me out in rock and roll. So, you know, when people start criticizing you and things like that, I just say, you know, I really don't need them, and I don't really care to listen to them.
Right on. Who's going to – I said this once to a director I met a long time back because he made a movie that wasn't very popular, and I said to him, why are you going to trust a critic's opinion, somebody who gets paid to tell you something? I'm going to tell you what I think about it for free.
Right, exactly.
So the fans critics, like it.
You know, critics, everyone's a critic, you know. So you can't value one person's opinion that much. If I valued one person's opinion that much, I wouldn't be here talking to you 26 years later after I started this band, you know what I mean?
Exactly. The test of time's proven that you guys are, you know, here to stay. Well, I'll move to the next question. You probably get asked a million times every interview, but I know it's the listeners want to hear about it. And like I said, some people have never heard of Body Count, but I think everyone kind of knows the controversy surrounding Cop Killer.
Okay.
What was it like having your first album and right out the gate you're just surrounded immediately by this huge controversy? Can you kind of sort of give us some insight onto that?
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, that wasn't what we turned out or trying to do. You know, we wanted to really sell records and tour, but that kind of put a slowdown on our whole thing because we had to leave Warner Brothers and we went somewhere else. It was kind of shuffled our life up, you know, because we were going to do another record. It took so long to find a new record company and nobody wanted to touch us. So, you know, it made the band known and we stood for something, you know what I mean? So that's what helped us out. That helped us, you know, get to where people listened to us when we talked, you know? So it was an interesting time.
Yeah, when George Bush Sr. publicly denounces your music, that's got to be, like, the biggest selling point for a metal band. I don't care who you are. That's metal as hell.
You know, it's good for being known, for being famous, but it's not good for record sales because, actually, we pulled the record. It wasn't like he said that everybody goes out and buys the record. You know, people on CNN really don't buy records. It was just a lot of news, you know what I mean? It wasn't like
publicity.
Yeah, it was publicity. It wasn't like he said that didn't like you sell 10 million records. You know, we would have done better if we wouldn't have stood up and said, you know, we need to stop this record from selling just because it's affecting a lot of people's lives that don't even know what the hell we're talking about. Like the people at Warner Brothers that they were threatening to kill, they have no idea what we're talking about when we talk about F the police and all this kind of stuff. You know, they don't know, they don't understand that mentality. They just understand free speech. That's what that song was about more so than anything. To some, it was about free speech. To others, it was about F the police. You know what I mean? So wow. You got to understand different sides of it.
Huh, yeah, really interesting. My next question, moving around. Well, you mentioned Prince earlier, man. You said you knew Prince. Can you get any stories of Prince? Because he's kind of a big deal here in Minnesota.
Well, my bass player in my band, Vincent Price, was his guitar tech for the longest, you know. So I've gone to many of his shows. He's used my equipment. I've used his equipment. I mean, you know, he was a Jehovah Witness. I was a Jehovah Witness. I knew his mentor, Larry Graham, for years. So, you know, that's basically it. You know, I did recently I did a photo shoot for Guitar World magazine. It's out in Gary Clark Jr. is on the front of it, and I'm in it, and it is a little table of contents. There's a little picture of me, and I'm wearing Prince's hat, you know, it's a purple hat, as a matter of fact, a purple, like, Godfather hat, and I'm wearing it in the photo shoot just to pay tribute to him.
That's so cool. When I called you for this interview, I had no idea you had so many connections with Prince. I think that's just really cool.
I knew Takumi. Takumi was his guitar tech for the longest, and I knew John Blackwell, his drummer, and I know a lot of his folks, you know?
That's awesome, man. That's really cool to hear. Now, in 2010, if you told me that Body Count were getting back together, I probably wouldn't have believed you, but it happened, and not only that, you guys have been so active since then, like really active and all over the place. You played Download in 2015, right?
Oh, yeah, Download over in London. Yeah, that was cool.
And Marilyn Manson. You have a new album out March 31st, too?
Yeah, tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Tomorrow, yeah.
And it's Bloodlust. It's the best Body Count record we've done to date. And I'm not just saying that because it comes out tomorrow. I'm saying that because it's true. And it's a record that you have to put on, like the first record. You have to put on and listen to it from beginning to end. And it takes you on a journey up and down. And, you know, it gets down. You know, we're older than we were when we wrote. Like when we wrote Cop Killer, it was like, you know, F the police, F the police. But this record, we're still F-ing the police, but you're understanding why we're F-ing the police, because, you know, it has a lot to do with social things and class warfare and money and economics and things like that. So it goes a little deeper than the police are the problem. They're not necessarily the problem. The social conditions are.
Well, that's also on this new album. You collaborated with a couple of pretty big names in the metal industry, including Max Cavalera, Randy Blythe, and as you mentioned earlier, Dave Mustaine. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I apologize, is this the first time you guys have collaborated with somebody on albums? And
no,
what was that process like?
Last album we collaborated with Jamie Jasper from A Hatebreed. We collaborated with him.
Oh, nice.
But on this one, yeah, it is like our real first time really publicly going out. And, you know, these are our friends. Those three guys are our friends. I've known Dave since the 80s, and him and I started talking on Twitter, and we sent over a track, and, you know, he played a guitar solo, and that's you know, was wonderful. And then Max, you know, we've known Max since Sepultura, and we were recording in Arizona, and he came to our show. We did a show out there just to break up the monotony of recording every day, of writing songs every day. So he came down to the show, and we said to him, you know, we're doing a record. Why don't you come down? So he came down the next day, him and his wife Gloria, and he had the song that we used on the album. He wrote the song. We just played it. So that was cool. And Randy's my friend. You know, I quit drinking years ago, and Randy quit drinking. So we have that in common, and we were talking about it one day, and I said, Randy, you want to be on our record? And he's like, cool. So we sent him a track, and, you know, it was so simple, you know, getting those three people, even though they're heavyweights and they're the king of what they do, it wasn't nothing planned or, you know, it just happened. They were just there when we recorded.
That's really cool. And, you know, you said that you're saying this is the best Body Count album, period. That's kind of a tall order, man. Is there any particular songs that you really feel powerful, like passionate about, you know?
There are, but there's not. I don't want to single nothing out because the record plays as a whole.
Like,
you know, it's like when you
album.
Have, yeah, it's not really a concept album. It's just the way we sequenced it to make everything, you know, because we were in this frame of mind when we wrote it. So it's not a concept. It's just the frame of mind and the climate of this country that made us write this record, because we didn't have to write this record because we didn't have a record company at the time, and all we just wanted to write this record. But, It just plays. It's like when you have, you know, some kids, and you say, this kid's getting ready to go to Harvard, and this other kid, I don't know if I have, you know, can send them through high school. So we put the same amount of time into every song, so I can't say that one's better than the other. So, you know, and we have this record in a time that people are just doing singles. We wanted to do a good record. We didn't want to focus on some singles and then fill the record with a bunch of crap. Basically, what people do. We did every song is, you know, has its own journey within that song.
Well, I was blown away by Manslaughter, I got to tell you. So I will definitely
pick up. It's better. It's better than Manslaughter because the band had 2 years to play. When we did Manslaughter, we added Juan Garcia in from Evil Dead. Anyway, we added Juan in, and he was the last missing piece of the Body Count puzzle to make it run right. So we got him in the band, and we toured for 2 years. I mean, we played, we wrote that record, then we toured for 2 years. So when we got back to L.A., we're like, we need to write a record because the band has gotten better. So you hear that on this record.
That's awesome, man. Well, kind of this is the last question. We kind of sort of danced around this already. What you've been saying just sort of about this, the Bloodlust album being a little more aggressive just based on the times and kind of what we're currently dealing with. We're not a very political show here. We're not a very political radio station. Body Count's a fairly political band, and I don't think anyone can really ignore kind of what's going on in our country right now. So, the song that we're going to be playing tonight on the show is the new one, Black Hoodie. Ice-T starts off right off the bat saying he's been talking about this going on for 20 years. So you've been experiencing this for a while. What would you say the current landscape of things means for music and art, and specifically this kind of music, this heavy metal and hard rock stuff?
Well, I hope that, you know, more people, music expresses the way the people feel, you know, because over the past decade or so, the music or metal in general hasn't expressed the way the people feel to me, you know. It's like there's tension out there, but no one's talking about it. Everyone's talking about something else. It's like diversions going on. So I hope by, you know, this record kind of hits it on the head. You can't deny what this record is just because the times are in your face. And so this record kind of hits it on the head. So I hope other bands will follow suit. You know, during the 60s, they protested. Even in the early 90s, we were doing Cop Killer. There was Rage Against the Machine. They were out there. They were making noise. There were a lot of bands that were making noise. So I hope, you know, even Public Enemy and all these different bands were saying things. So hopefully now bands will get back to saying something and not, you know, writing these soft, you know, flip-floppy songs.
Well, hopefully.
I'll put it nicely, you know?
Well, yeah, I do believe, sure, that our art comes from struggle. Like, true art comes from struggle. And I think I agree. Like, for the last couple of years, we've just been too happy.
Yeah, you know, but just the catch about it is, we're not that happy. You know, everything that's there has been there. It's not like it's all of a sudden, you know, we got a new whatever who's in office right now. Everything just changed. It's been there all along, but no one talked about it. It's ever popular, sweeping it under the rug. Now it's all bubbling up to the top, but this stuff has always been there.
Yeah, the blinds have been taken off, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. And so we need to, people need to release and these kind of records, this music, kind of says it. It lets you yell things out. It lets you yell, no lives matter. It's not about Black Lives Movement. It's about, you know, just poor people. You know, just we're all together. We're not all, you know, it's social class wars going on.
Wow, yeah, truth, man. Well, Ernie C. from Body Count, you are listening to The Pit. Thank you so much for having our interview. And hopefully you guys will swing back around, stop by Minneapolis next time, man.
That would be great. I'm sure we'll get there.
I'll have a great time, man.